An Arkansas State prison parolee, recently diagnosed with COVID-19, openly circulated for several weeks in Eureka Springs. He was arrested for defying a self-quarantine directive and is back in Department of Corrections custody. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the Arkansas Department of Health is investigating the situation while residents stand by.
Jed Perkins arrived home to Eureka Springs feeling sick after being approved in February for parole from Cummins Correctional Unit near Pine Bluff. Diagnosed with COVID-19 at a local medical clinic, Perkins refused to self-quarantine. He was arrested by state corrections officers last Tuesday for noncompliance with the COVID self-quarantine order and transported to the Carroll County Detention Center on a temporary hold. Major Jerry Williams, chief deputy at the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, says five detention officers walked out, fearing they would catch the virus. Three returned to duty, he says. Several officers who were tested are negative so far. Williams says Perkins has been arrested 13 times in Carroll County over the past 20 years. Eureka Springs physician Dr. Dan Bell, who's familiar with Perkins and his family, agreed to talk about the situation.
He got it down to prison. And so he was told to go lock down, quarantine at home, and then he was assigned a nurse who was going to follow him. But, of course, he didn't. This, you know, Jed's been in prison. He wants to get out. He wants to earn some money, so he's looking for jobs mowing lawns. He's got to go getting groceries, you know, so he's not quarantining. And so pretty quickly the rumor was out.
Eureka has around 2,000 residents. The county prosecuting attorney had contacted Bell, he says, to discuss what to do about Perkins. He and his spouse, Susie Bell, operate the nonprofit Echo, which provides medical care, thrift goods, and housing to thousands of working poor and impoverished county residents. Dan Bell says he's known Jad Perkins since he was a little boy.
Well, he was released from Cummins about 2 weeks ago, and the DOC policy, Department of Correction policy, is that before you release a prisoner, you screen him, just ask him if he has any symptoms of COVID. And, of course, you can imagine if you're about to release and you're a prisoner, you might not be 100% accurate. You might want them not to know. And so he had no symptoms reported. They checked his temperature. He didn't have a fever. And he was released with that. Now, I recognize he's coming from one of the hot spots in the state.
Around 900 inmates at Cummins Unit have been diagnosed with coronavirus, according to state data. Many have recovered. Seven have died. 60 prison staff have also tested positive. Bell says the Arkansas Department of Health needs to investigate how many people Perkins may have exposed to the virus.
Their policy there is just simply to ask the subject who's got the positive test, who all have you contacted? So, again, here's another weak link in the whole system being they're relying on that person to identify all his contacts, and he may not be willing to identify all his contacts. But while he was home, apparently a family member has also contracted the virus, and she's tested positive.
We queried Arkansas Secretary of Health, Dr. Nate Smith, at a daily coronavirus press briefing last Thursday about Perkins.
Yes, we will be doing aggressive contact tracing perhaps even some community testing within that community. So we're taking that situation very seriously, and we will do our best to track down all the contacts of this individual. My understanding is that this individual actually tested positive after being released, had previously tested negative, and that's always a possibility, but we're trying to be very careful with those who are released.
Dr. Dan Bell says he's contacted the State Department of Health as well with his concerns.
The DOC cannot just screen for symptoms and let them go. They have to be tested, then placed in a quarantine of about 14 days, in a pre-release type quarantine, so everyone knows they're going to be released. Then they have to be tested again. And when they're finally released, there should be two negative tests behind them.
Bell says a county parole probation officer and a partner involved with apprehending Perkins, found eating at a local restaurant, are now under quarantine.
And so they can't do their job. So there's a pretty significant ripple effect from something like this that's not working well.
Solomon Graves, chief of staff at Arkansas Department of Corrections, says all inmates before release are screened for COVID-19, including a temperature check. If positive, release is delayed until an inmate is considered recovered by the Department of Health. Solomon also says the process is under review. Over 1,200 nonviolent inmates have been assigned for early release, according to the Department of Corrections, from state prisons authorized by Governor Asa Hutchinson in April to ease viral spread. We queried the governor about the Perkins case during a daily coronavirus press briefing last week as well. He says he's making changes based on what occurred at the Carroll County Jail.
That it's important whenever we have a parole violation with the Department of Corrections and we want to take them into custody. Under these circumstances, they should be brought into the Department of Corrections facilities, which were better prepared to manage a COVID-positive case versus going to the local county jail, where they might not be as prepared. So that is an instruction that I've given to our Department of Corrections.
Well, I'm very concerned to know that somebody who tested positive has been going around town when they're supposed to be quarantined.
Eureka Springs Mayor Butch Berry says he was informed 2 weeks ago by the Arkansas Department of Health that a coronavirus-positive Cummins parolee was living on the outskirts of Eureka.
We weren't given a name because of HEPA. You know, they can't release names because it's a violation of their Medical Privacy Act, which is a HEPA violation. So we really didn't find out the names until just recently.
Barry, a Eureka Springs native, says he's never met Perkins. He says Eureka Springs residents have complied with pandemic rules, physically distancing and wearing masks.
You know, until this happened, you know, we've had zero positive cases in Eureka Springs. So when this happens, of course, gets the entire community upset because we don't know who he's been in contact with.
On Friday, the Arkansas Department of Health announced all health units in Arkansas, starting this week, are offering COVID-19 tests to individuals by appointment who believe they've been exposed to the virus or are symptomatic. Patients will be provided a self-test kit, those specimens sent to the state public health lab. As for Jad Perkins, he's scheduled for a revocation hearing before the state parole board. Additional criminal charges will be determined by Carroll County authorities. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.